AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Florida's Gulf Coast now getting the full punch from Hurricane Hermine. Hermine has made landfall on the Gulf Coast just east of St. Marks. Forecasters say the Category 1 storm has top sustained winds clocked at 80 miles per hour. In warning residents in the northwestern part of the state to prepare or evacuate, Governor Rick Scott warned of dangerous flooding ahead.
Storm surge. It's gotten worse. Up to 12 feet of storm surge potential in Taylor and Dixie County. 12 feet of storm surge. That is life-threatening.
AP correspondent Josh Replogle is in Apalachicola, where people are hunkered down for the overnight storm.
Business owners, residents, they're less concerned with the wind speed. They're more concerned with the rain, the flooding, and storm surge that's associated with that.
A much stronger storm swirling in the Pacific is Hurricane Lester. Forecaster Henry Lau is tracking it, the Category 3 storm from the Central Pacific Hurricane Center.
125 miles per hour, maximum sustained winds, and of course a gust to probably like 150 miles per hour.
Lester is on track to affect the Hawaiian Islands this weekend. Enjoying nature while in the Pacific region, President Obama, who visited a remote coral reef, he commented on the endangered green sea turtles while on the Midway Atoll.
The turtles that we see here, the majority of turtles that are in the Hawaiian Islands actually nest up here in the protected area.
Brock Turner, a former Stanford swimmer convicted of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman outside a fraternity house, will be released from jail on Friday. This is AP Radio News. A report out of South Korea says Samsung is planning on recalling its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone.
Samsung has found faulty batteries can cause its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones to catch fire, and a global recall will be issued as soon as this weekend, according to South Korea's Yonhap News. A Samsung official tells Yonhap that the number of Galaxy Note 7 phones with faulty batteries is less than 0.1% of the products on the market. Yonhap News says 5 or 6 explosions have been reported by consumers. Samsung Electronics declined to comment on the report, but said it is conducting an inspection with its partners. I'm Mike Garcia.
Jeremy Schuler is a freshman at Cornell University. What's special about that is that he's 12, the youngest student the Ivy League school has on record. Jeremy is the homeschool child of two aerospace engineers. His SAT and AP test scores last year showed he was ready for college. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.